It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Oh, yeah. Better than this. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't do this shit.
What's better than this? Guys, being dudes here on the Draft Dudes Podcast, presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network, and we are your hosts here on this Tuesday Takes on Takes edition of the show. Kyle, welcome. This is what we do on Tuesdays, brother.
This was a little bit more enthusiastic intro than yesterday. So what gives? Are you just excited for the takes?
Well, Kyle, if you'll think about yesterday, what we had to talk about in the pre-show, you maybe should be able to connect those dots.
Oh, bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah.
I was just like, wow, like, he was pretty flat yesterday with the grumble, and now he's back on his A game.
You know, I've had a cup of coffee. Yeah, it's a...
How many cups of coffee?
One. I've never in the history of my life have I gotten a second cup of coffee at the same time. Like, later in the day.
Imagine. Well,
yeah, I've never done it.
How? What's the most amount of ounces of coffee you've drank at one time?
So the deal is, like, those, you know, I get the large iced coffee from Dunkin'. So, I mean, that thing's like a bucket, right?
It's also not real coffee, but continue.
Hot coffee?
Yeah, hot coffee.
The most hot coffee I've ever consumed in a single sitting is however much is in the Keurig disperses after you do one cup.
What was that, 16?
I don't think it's 16 ounces.
16 ounces?
No, I don't think it is.
Well, it ain't 24.
It's regular single serving of coffee, I guess.
Imagine.
Yeah.
I used to get 24 ounces from Wawa and Sheetz all the time. It's the best.
The underrated component of traveling with you, which we do a lot, is your quest on a daily basis to find coffee and the things I've seen you do to get coffee. It's remarkable.
When you grind this much tape, caffeine has to be at least 20% of your bloodstream. You're dumb, right?
You're dumb. First one today comes from Kyle Krabs. Kyle Krabs is turning in Derek Carr. David Carr, excuse me. Turning in David Carr, who labeled Darren Waller as the 10th best tight end in the NFL. Kyle, what do you think about that?
Well, you blitzed me on this one. I would have had the list up of all the names that David Carr put Darren Waller over as his quote-unquote breakout candidate, and it's fine,
right,
that you want to list Darren Waller as your breakout candidate. But that's not the 10th best tight end. Like, that's like, here's three breakout candidates at the tight end position in the NFL in 2019.
Right.
It's not, here are the 10 best tight ends in the NFL, and your number 10 is Darren Waller, and you put him there in front of Delanie Walker, Greg Olsen, O.J. Howard, Jordan Reed, Evan Engram, Austin Hooper. Shit, you could even do T.J. Hockenson, and you'd have a better case than Darren Waller, who has had six more catches in the NFL over the course of the last two seasons than I have.
Been in the league since 2015, has 18 catches. Yeah, it's stupid. That's bad. Your process is bad, right? So, like, even if Darren Waller has Jared Cook's season replicated this year, your process was bad. He's not the 10th best tight end in the NFL right now. It doesn't mean he can't be, but this isn't like when Matty V called us out for the Adrian Peterson takes. This is a dumb process to get to this conclusion.
It's like, who's catching passes from my brother at quarterback?
Right.
Well, that guy's in the top 10.
Right. Meanwhile, I'm sitting over here saying, my God, Jared Cook was so important to this offense. I can't believe they didn't bring in an NFL caliber tight end to replace him.
They've upgraded him with Darren Waller, who's top 10 tight end in the NFL.
Sure. Well, he's very athletic. Dating, you know, tested like Calvin Johnson coming out of Georgia Tech.
I'd love to see David Carr's fantasy football team because I bet it's just fucking Oakland Raiders.
He's the ultimate homer guy in your league. You want him in your league, right? He's taking Josh Jacobs in the – no, Antonio Brown in the first, Josh Jacobs in the second. Derek Carr in the third, Darren Waller in the fourth.
Tyrell Williams.
Yeah, Raiders
defense in the seventh.
And then a bunch of reserves from the Houston Texans and Giants. All right, we gotta move on past
this. I was angry with this take. I'm not gonna let this one go either.
You've been rolling on it for several days now. Well, now here's what you have set yourself up for: is if it's really good, people are gonna come at you, and you know it.
That's fine.
Because
I will come back to exactly what you said. The process to get to this point was bad.
Yeah.
Can Darren Waller even block? Does Darren Waller know how to put his hand in the ground? He was a wide receiver at Georgia Tech.
Oakland.
So I know he can block on the boundary.
Right.
I know he can block on the boundary, but can you put your hand in the dirt and block linebackers, block defensive ends? Don't know. But he's a top 10 tight end. Let's move on. Now that you got me all fired up.
Yeah, like it.
Take from Vontel. Kyler Murray has a way higher ceiling than Josh Rosen. How dare you, sir? Hashtag takes on takes. Go ahead, Bill.
Man, I think this is one of those deals where it feels like it's easy to say this because, you know, Josh didn't have a great rookie season and Kyler comes in as the number one overall pick, a really dynamic guy out of Oklahoma and has had some really nice flashes so far in camp. And so it's like, you know, it's never been easier to say this, but let's go back to it, like, and not shit on Josh Rosen. He's a very talented guy. There's a reason he was a high first round pick. He wins differently. And so I'm not ready to say this. I'm not ready to say that on July 30th, 2019, that Kyler Murray has a way higher ceiling than Josh Rosen. I think they both have exciting ceilings. They're different players, and I'm not going to fall victim to, you know, the circumstances that Josh Rosen has faced so far in his career. Oliver Fewiz, he has a hot one here. And also Cameron Spencer had a very similar take about Grant Delpit. This is the take. Grant Delpit is player one, but I want to say that about Cameron because I didn't include it because it was very similar.
Wow. Very rude of you.
Yeah.
Cameron, I would have put your name on the list.
No, you wouldn't.
Don't worry.
No.
You're right, because I don't make the list. You do.
Right.
I can see why some people gravitate towards Grant. Grant, for me, is a top three player in this class as of this point in time. We still have a lot of football yet to play. I'm not going to argue with you and split hairs over two. It's like the guy that's arguing with me for putting Jack Youngblood between 6 and 10 and not 5th because Michael Strahan was 5th. Like, okay, like, we're all really good players at this juncture in the draft. So if you want to be the one that says, you know, my favorite guy in this draft, I think the best pro is Grant Delpit, and I think that guy's the third best player, who am I to tell you otherwise? We're splitting hairs, and I'm not interested in splitting hairs. So, Oliver, you do you with Grant Delpit. My list right now is not going to agree with you, but I understand why you have him there.
Real quick on Grant Delpit, Pro Football Focus made a list of the top 100 college football players from 2018.
Grant Delpit was not on that list.
I just can't.
Well, he missed five tackles, so that means his tackle grade was probably 30 because he missed five tackles last year.
Did he win SEC Defensive Player of the Year?
That's a great question.
If he didn't, he was like in the top two or three in voting, right? Like, for sure.
Josh Allen won it last year.
Okay, so Josh Allen, Quinnen. All right, so he was definitely like in the top three or five, I'm sure. Yeah, the top five player in SEC Defensive Player of the Year voting is one of the best 100 players in college football. Just is.
I want to find the voting. I'm looking it up. You continue.
Well, I guess I'll give myself my own take here.
No, I got you.
Okay.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and it's only fitting that this important interruption is brought to you by Manscaped. Manscaped is the best in men's below-the-belt grooming. Have you thought about what you're getting your loved one this year? Or maybe you want to give the gift of sweet-smelling Grundle Bliss to your partner. I'm talking about the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. Whether you're the only one who gets to see what's going on down there or you're one of many, do you, your partner, and everyone else a favor and introduce yourself to this revolutionary company. Manscaped just launched their brand new Perfect Package. Inside the Manscaped Perfect Package, you'll find their Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer, which features skin-safe technology and will prevent you or your man from cutting his nuts. Speaking of smelling nice, let's be real. No one wants to carry around that locker room smell with them. That's why I am thankful for the Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver. These products keep your crotchal region from sweating, smelling, and sticking. The Perfect Package will also come with a pair of Manscaped boxer briefs that'll keep that junk feeling fresh all day. It's time to upgrade those overused pair of boxers to this new. Give the gift that will make your Valentine's Day spicy. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON to get 20% off and free shipping. Ladies, this is the perfect gift for you and your man, and men, your partner will thank you. Trust me, he will thank you. And guess who else will thank you? Your balls will thank you. 20% off and free shipping when you use the promo code LOCKEDON at manscaped.com.
Mantis Toboggan, MD. Keanu Neal is a top 10 safety in the league and is one of the most underrated players in the NFL at their respected position or respectful position.
I think Keanu Neal's a really good safety, but I have a list of safeties in front of me. I'd rather have Harrison Smith, Eddie Jackson, Earl Thomas, Kevin Byard, Derwin James, Jamal Adams. And now I start thinking it's probably time to start talking about Keanu Neal with like the Landon Collins, tier of safeties. Yeah, he's close. Yeah, he's probably right there. He didn't say top five, so I can get on board with this. I mean, he's probably in the 8 to 12 range, so I'm not going to split hairs. This is a fine range for him. Did you find your data? Or are we ready to
move
on?
No, I've given up. They do a terrible job of illustrating all this shit.
All right. Trevor Joseph, he says, as daffy as it may sound, Flacco 2.0, a.k.a. Tom Flacco, will generate significant draft buzz after going over 300 yards passing and at least three touchdowns against Florida in the Swamp on September 28th. Of course, hashtag new vocabulary for Joe with the word being daffy.
You know what daffy means.
No, I didn't know what it means, but I've looked it
Come
up.
On, and you don't know Daffy Duck?
I do know Daffy Duck. I've heard the word, but if you asked me to define daffy prior to looking it up right now, I couldn't do it accurately.
Like crazy or silly.
Right. It's mildly eccentric silly. Yeah. I'm honest guy. I'm the worst liar in the world, and I can never sit here and tell you that I've heard of a word that I haven't.
You're killing me.
Well, I didn't
killing me.
I didn't go to Penn State, Kyle. I don't know what to tell you.
Will Tom Flacco generate significant draft buzz? And will he do it by lighting up the Gators for 300 yards and three touchdowns? Florida's got a good defense this year. I'm going to give more pushback on the stats against Florida than I am the fact that Flacco will generate some draft buzz for himself. So I'm going to pass on this one, but it's more of the stats. He got real specific there and is real aggressive.
He's at 1,000?
Yeah.
Where's 1,000? That's in Michigan?
Joey.
I don't know where it is. Is Pennsylvania?
It's like 45 minutes down the road from me.
Oh,
outside of Baltimore.
Oh, little known fact.
There you go. Towson, Maryland.
All right.
That's why the Ravens always come away with a Towson Tiger.
It makes sense now. You're not wrong about that.
Yeah.
The Tigers in Towson, huh? Okay.
This is a take from Andrea Catherine, who was turned in by Nolan Nihus? Nihus?
Nihus?
Nihus? Nihus? Either way, we want to commend Nolan for turning in the worst take I've ever seen. The most overrated player in pro sports, Patrick Mahomes. He's been a starting NFL quarterback for a handful of games. Mahomes is the creation of Andy Reid, and any Andy Reid quarterback will have success. So overrated.
There has never been a player in NFL history to pass for 5,000 yards and 50 50 touchdowns.
50 touchdowns.
Be the NFL MVP. Get your team to the AFC Championship game. Go 13-3 or 12-4 as a starter, and be overrated. Yeah, it's not. It doesn't happen. This is it's funny, man. Like we've seen someone try to go after like Derwin James on a takes on takes. Like,
yeah.
What are we doing? Why? Why do fans of opposing teams have to try to toss like shade over other, rivals' good players? Like, what? Why?
Just disassociate yourself from the fact that you have a rooting interest, right? Just like let yourself live your life and like. Don't be so ignorant.
NFC East fans are like the worst. It's a constant like cast shade over the other team. And it's like,
You're right. I don't know about you, but like, I know from myself and my own perspective, like I always give Rob Gronkowski credit for being such a great safety. Yeah.
Oh boy, Kyle. Mitch says his ad is not Mitch Lang. Super early take for this, but Brevin Jordan, the tight end for Miami, will be a top five pick in the 2021 draft.
Top five is aggressive, my friend. I will not get on board because of top five for a tight end, but Brevin Jordan is a stud. He's super fun to watch.
Yeesh.
Very athletically gifted, very good receiver. Think we will be hearing a lot of Brevin Jordan's name this year and next year for the Miami Hurricanes. If you are not familiar, please initiate yourself and thank us later. Joe, before we go any further, I want to talk to everybody about today's sponsor of the show, Five Star Painting, a neighborly company. Five Star Painting is looking for new owners to join their growing company. Could this be the perfect opportunity for you? Are you driven? Do you have the heartbeat of an entrepreneur? If you're interested in running your own business, text 5STAR at 87000 right now to learn more. Choosing to start your business with Five Star Painting means setting yourself up for success by surrounding yourself with the best in the business and the best at business. With Five Star Painting, you can be your own boss, pick your own territory, set your own hours, and live a better quality of life running a business that you can be proud of. You'll have access to the best resources to help scale your landscape business to meet your personal and professional goals, and you will go home every day with the satisfaction of helping your customers enhance and maintain the beauty of their homes. As a five-star painting owner, you'll be a part of the greater Neighborly company of home service brands. Neighborly has empowered more than 3,700 entrepreneurs to achieve their dreams and goals through local business ownership. No one knows the home service industry better than Neighborly. Every year, nearly 1 million customers are proudly served by one of Neighborly's 22 award-winning brands, some of which include Mosquito Joe, Molly Maid, Glass Doctor, and Mr. Rooter. Whether you've been thinking about starting your own business or you're already running your own painting company, text 5STAR at 87000 to learn more about how 5STAR Painting franchises can help you get to where you want to go faster than doing it alone. Again, text 5STAR at 87000 to learn more about the Neighborly brands that may be available in your area, and we thank them for sponsoring today's episode. Joe, take from Jarrett. Chandler Jones is the most underrated player in the NFL, in the league. Wow, we got a couple underrated takes and one terrible overrated take today. Jones has just 7.5 less sacks than Ryan Kerrigan, 9 more career QB hits, 33 less total tackles, and 6 less 4 fumbles despite playing in 25 fewer games. So I'm assuming this is coming from the angle, Joe, that we're always tooting the Ryan Kerrigan horn because we're big fans of Ryan Kerrigan here on the pod.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably fair to mention Chandler Jones as one of the most underrated players in the game. I mean, he's quietly had like 77 sacks to start his career. Like he's played 2012 to 2018. He had 17 sacks in 2017, 13 last year. He led the league in 2017. I mean, he's been one of the most consistent in terms of pass rush in the NFL since 2012. And it doesn't feel like we talk about him very much. It's like Khalil Mack and Von Miller and those types of players where, you know, Chandler Jones and Ryan Kerrigan have been really consistent over long periods of time. So, I mean, I I think we're getting into like splitting hairs when you want to go like Chandler Jones versus Ryan Kerrigan, who's better. But I think we could both recognize that both of those pass rushers are outstanding and they don't get enough credit.
This is NFL Under Review, local experts on the biggest NFL stories.
The NFL Honors Awards Show was last week, and one surprise when it came to Defensive Player of the Year. This is Bear Motter with your Los Angeles Rams update from Locked On Rams. Aaron Donald would have been the first player in NFL history to win the award three straight years in a row, but it wasn't the case at the NFL Honors. That award this year went to Stephon Gilmore, and don't get me wrong, Stephon Gilmore had a great season. Six interceptions, 18 pass deflected, two touchdowns. He had 53 total tackles. Stephon Gilmore won the award with 21 votes. Chandler Jones came in second with 14. TJ Watt with 10. Although Donald says this doesn't bother him, I see him putting this chip on his shoulder, working even harder, and coming back stronger in 2020, which is a scary thing for the rest of the NFL.
For more NFL news, subscribe to the Locked On NFL podcast only on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
The Sports Nut says, with Kirk Cousins' mega deal only being through 2020, the Minnesota Vikings will draft a quarterback in rounds 1-2 in the 2020 class.
Ooh. I'd be a big fan of this if they did. Do I think it happens?
They're going to be decent, right? Like, so.
Right. It's like you're not, you might get Jake Fromm.
You don't want that.
What, you don't want more of the same?
That's what I'm saying. Like, just pay Kirk. Just pay, you know?
Build around Kirk. Try and make the most of the window that you got right now. I doubt it because they are in a win-now window. But it's also, Joe, it's difficult, right? Like, you can't not renew Kirk Cousins and not have a quarterback in place. So you almost need to re-up Kirk on a short-term deal, or you need to draft somebody in 2020.
Give him the same deal he's just got. So you get the same deal for three more years.
But don't give him the same guaranteed money, though.
Yeah, that was weird.
All right. Take from Quentin Lash. Tomatoes and onions are great when eaten plain. What? But when you put them on or in anything...
It feels like that's incomplete.
Yeah, I think he's saying tomatoes and onions aren't great when eaten plain, but are when you put them on or in anything, ketchup excluded. Well, I have to assume that's what he meant, because there's no way he meant that onions and tomatoes are both great when eaten plain.
Well, I mean, I'm a huge hater of onions. You know the great lengths that I go to at restaurants when I order food.
Joe could order like breakfast cereal and he'll be like, are there onions in that? I'd like for there to not be.
Right. Brother, they just toss them in there, you know? No regard for how disgusting they are. Just toss them in your food and it'll ruin your day. And you eat an onion, you don't expect it. And your day's ruined. Your mouth is just in another place. It's horrible. Your plate's ruined. I hate onions literally more than anything in the world. When you want to say tomatoes and onions aren't great when eaten plain, like tomatoes are good, are pretty good when eaten plain, but onions are just pure trash. I think that tomatoes are better with other things, like on a burger or in a salad. Like I'd rather have them with other things than just eat a tomato. I'm not going to eat it like an apple. So I hate onions, so anything praising them is never going to be a good take in my book.
Joe's new Twitter handle is going to be, I hate onions.
Oh, boy. All right, Matty V. Welcome, Matt. Matt's weekly takes. He says, no Big Ten team will finish with more than 9 wins, excluding the Big Ten championship game and any bowl wins. So no Big Ten team will have more than 9 regular season wins.
Matt, you seen Ohio State's schedule this year? Joe, you ready for a little exercise?
Sure.
Home, Florida Atlantic.
Win.
Home, Cincinnati.
Win.
Road, Indiana.
Win.
Home, Miami of Ohio.
Win.
In Nebraska.
Win.
Home against Michigan State.
Win.
On the road in Northwestern.
Win.
Home against Wisconsin.
Probably a win.
Home against Maryland.
Win.
Home against Rutgers. I'm sorry, on the road against Rutgers.
Oh, you know, we'll still give them the win on the road at Rutgers.
Okay, yep. Home against Penn State.
Man, they get all their tough games at home. Win.
And then they got Michigan and Michigan.
They always win that game. Now the
there's 12.
Yep, they're going to win at least 10 games, right?
Give me three losses on this schedule.
You can't.
You can't.
They'd have to lose Penn State, Michigan State, and Wisconsin.
All in Columbus.
Right. Or not one of them, plus Michigan, which they don't have any problems with.
Or if Nebraska turns the corner.
Well, that's the thing about Ohio State. This is a team that lost to Purdue last year and nearly lost to Maryland. So they're not immune to a stinker, but I don't know, man. They're better than all the teams on their schedule. So
they will not lay three eggs on this schedule. No, it is impossible for Ohio State to finish with less than double digits.
Can't wait for them to not make the college football playoffs, have like an 11-1 record, and have zero wins over top 25 teams.
And everyone's going to be real upset about it.
Yeah.
Again. Again. Take from RJ Scorpion. Big Ben is set up for a pretty hard fall this year. Yes. After he lost Bell, Brown, Munching, and they are not fantastic at any position anymore.
You know that I'm a Steelers truther this year. So I don't know that I'm going to say he hits the wall this year. I mean, they've already been without Bell, so I don't know that's fair to kind of clump him in with this. AB's a big loss. I recognize that. I think maybe they're underrated at tight end with Vance McDonald, and they're going to need a receiver to step up like James Washington or Deontay Johnson or something like that. Or, you know, Juju's really good. I mean, the offensive line personnel-wise is pretty much the same. Now, I'm not going to make light of the loss of Mike Munchak, who's been an elite offensive line coach for them, but I feel like the Steelers are doubted right now, and I like the idea of Mike Tomlin preaching that message to this locker room. And this being a really focused team and them, you know, challenging for 10 wins and winning the AFC North this year. So I'm not here for the Big Ben, tanking this year at all. I think he's going to be just fine. Matty V was turned in for his take. Turned in by AF. That's their name on Twitter. Matty V would like to tell you that Whataburger is the best burger chain. Do not add him.
I won't. But I don't really do burger chains, to be honest with you. Do you have a take here?
Yeah, Five Guys is the best burger chain. You're not a big burger guy. Come to think of it, I don't think I've ever seen you eat a burger.
Yeah, I'm not a big burger guy.
Really? Do you not like them, or is it like you're like a health thing?
No, it's more of like a trying to keep the diet somewhat clean.
I've seen you eat a turkey burger, actually, I think.
Yeah. And they're good. And regular burgers are good, too. It's just I don't frequent there.
Yeah.
The last time I had... what's the one out west? Is that In-N-Out?
Yeah, I've never had it. I always wanted to.
I had that when I was in, I think, Vegas. Last time I was in Vegas. Double check, make sure that that's a factually correct statement.
I saw Kyle Krabs eat a piece of pizza and just eat the cheese and pepperoni this weekend, folks, by the way.
Yeah, couldn't get the carbs.
Saw it happen.
Gotta watch my
carbs. I thought I saw you like pick like a small bite of the crust or like the pizza underneath the cheese and pepperoni, and then you like had like a little nibble and that was it.
Yep, can't have the carbs.
You're remarkably disciplined with your diet, especially for like where I've seen you come from.
Of just being a garbage disposal.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you could throw anything down in there. I'd eat it.
Now you are a pretty like frequent snacker. I don't think you eat a. I think you eat a lot of food, but it's nothing bad ever.
Which is why I can't eat bad, because if I eat bad and I eat the frequency that I do,
yeah,
my calories are going to be off the charts.
You are constantly looking for something to eat, and I'll be like looking at you, and like all of a sudden you're just pounding some cheese and lunch meat or like something.
Yep,
you're a fascinating person to observe in terms of dietary choices.
Thank you. I guess. I keep getting hazed for picking salads when we're out to eat places.
Well, you can show them your wonderful physique and the joke's on them, right?
I don't know about that. I got a 4-pack and a snack pack instead of a 6-pack.
Well, I think a lot of people would be happy to have it. And you got the power generator too, you know?
Yeah, think below the waist.
Saquon thighs, brother.
Take from Dakota Miller. Last take of the day. If I've learned anything from Tom Brady, nobody has a chance of being great unless they have a minimum of 24 tisanes in the monthly rotation.
I got to look up tisanes. I don't know what the hell that is.
Previously known as New Vernacular for Joe, Vocab Train with Trevor. Medieval Vernacular.
Why? Is my vocabulary that bad?
You didn't know what Daffy meant, so I would have said no until you didn't know what Daffy meant. It's herbal tea.
Yeah, okay, so.
So Tom Brady drinks 24 herbal teas throughout the course of the month.
I mean, I think there's probably people that have been great at what they do that didn't do that. Oh, so is Dakota hitting me with medieval vernacular? Because he did this last week, right? Like, so I'm being introduced to another, like, time period of language.
Yes, he did fiefdom last week.
Oh, man. What a privilege this is to just be educated every week.
You're getting a second college education right here, man.
I tell you, the first and a half, you know.
It's great. This is the beauty of the internet right here. You're going to be a walking thesaurus by the year 2050.
Well, if I can remember the words, you know, that's going to be the key, right? The application.
that's the next level. We got to start bringing back all the old ones you've gotten and give you a vocab test. Oh, that'd be great. I'm going to get that lined up since Jacoby Brissett has let us down.
Oh, no.
For tomorrow. No Jacoby Brissett tweets this week. My life is incomplete. But we will do just fine. Come back tomorrow. We'll be sitting around the water cooler, BSing about some training camp, about some of the scouting that we've done. We might get into some vocabulary tests for Joe. No promises. But you should come back, hit subscribe, and find out for yourselves. I'm Kyle Krabs with Joe Marino. Thanks, as always, for listening to the Draft Dudes podcast.